begin with a word of prayer, and then what we'll do is I will read each of the sections regarding one of the solas, the first being Sola Scriptura, and then read the scriptures that are present there in your handout. And I have to be honest and say I did not come up with this. I found this and adapted it by adding in the psalms that we would sing. You'll see at the very end that Greg Strawbridge is the gentleman who developed these brief synopses of each of the solas and then scriptures that deal with them. And each of them have various confessional resources that are drawn in from the Genevan Confession, which was what Calvin and other gentlemen developed for Geneva, even the London Baptist Confession of 1689, etc., just to show an ecumenicity of believers that hold to these doctrines. So let's begin with a word of prayer, and then we will get started. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what this day represents in our life as a church. When the fires of Reformation were begun in the mainland that spread throughout Europe onto the continent or onto the islands of Great Britain and even into Scotland, where our church found its birth, we are so grateful that you did not any longer than you did allow the church to wander in darkness, but you raised up these great lights of men who helped to lead us to pure and biblical doctrine, who helped us reacquaint ourselves with the true teaching of Scripture, not Scripture heavy laden with tradition and manipulation. And Father, we pray that even as we work through these selections this evening in word and in song, that we would be refreshed by how the hymn book that you gave your church speaks to each of these topics and speaks to the pure biblical gospel. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sola Scriptura. The Scripture alone is the standard. The doctrine that the Bible alone is the ultimate authority was the formal principle of the Reformation. In 1521, at the historic interrogation of Luther at the Diet of Worms, he declared his conscience to be captive to the Word of God, saying, "Unless I am overcome with testimonies from Scripture or with evident reasons, for I believe neither the Pope nor the councils, since they have often erred and contradicted one another, I am overcome by the Scripture text which I have adduced, and my conscience is bound by God's Word." Similarly, the Belgic Confession stated, "We believe that the Holy Scriptures fully contain the will of God, and that whatsoever man ought to believe unto salvation is sufficiently taught therein. Neither may we consider any writings of men, however holy these men may have been, of equal value with those divine scriptures, nor ought we to consider custom, or the great multitude, or antiquity, or succession of times and persons, or councils, decrees, or statutes, as of equal value with the truth of God. Therefore, we reject with all our hearts whatsoever does not agree with this infallible rule. As the Scripture says, 'Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted above all things your name and your word. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. Those scriptures found in Psalm 119, Psalm 138, and 2 Timothy 3. Let us begin our praise of God tonight for the Reformation, singing Psalm 119M, O How I Love Your Law. And let us stand as we sing this first selection. And Psalm 119C, that I may live and keep your word.
Deal with your servant with grace.
Thank you. Please be seated. Soli Deo Gloria, for the glory of God alone. The Reformation reclaimed the scriptural teaching of the sovereignty of God over every aspect of the believer's life. All of life is to be lived to the glory of God. As the Westminster Shorter Catechism asks, what is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. This great and all-consuming purpose was emphasized by those in the 16th and 17th centuries who sought to reform the church according to the Word of God. In contrast to the monastic division of life into sacred versus secular perpetuated by Roman Church, the Reformers saw all of life to be lived under the Lordship of Christ. Every activity of the Christian is to be sanctified unto the glory of God. As the scripture says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To Him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And made us a kingdom, priests to His God and Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen. Those scriptures from 1 Corinthians 10, 1 Peter 4, Revelation 1, 2 Peter 3, Ephesians 3, Revelation 7, and Romans 11. And now let us sing Psalms 102b, My Days Like Evening's Shade, and Psalm 57b. We will go from one to the other. Let us stay seated and meditate on God's glory being preeminent in all of life.
Your name through every age. 57b. 57b.
Solo Christo, by Christ's work alone we are saved. The Reformation called the Church back to faith in Christ as the sole mediator between God and man. While the Roman Church held that there is a purgatory and that the souls there detained are helped by the intercessions of the faithful, and that saints are to be venerated and invoked, that their relics are to be venerated, the Reformers taught that salvation was by Christ's work alone. As John Calvin said in the Institutes of the Christian Religion, Christ stepped in, took the punishment upon himself, and bore the judgment due to sinners. With his own blood, he expiated the sins which made them enemies of God and thereby satisfied him. We look to Christ alone for divine favor and fatherly love. Likewise, the Heidelberg Catechism, question 30, asks, do such then believe in Jesus, the only Savior, who seek their salvation and happiness in saints, in themselves, or anywhere else? They do not, for though they boast of Him in words, yet in deeds they deny Jesus, the only Deliverer and Savior. For one of these two things must be true, that either Jesus is not a complete Savior, or that they who by a true faith receive this Savior must find all things in Him necessary to their salvation. As the Scripture says, for there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. And that from 1 Timothy 2 and Colossians 1. We will, in this next section, sing Psalm 22b, my God, which is set to kind of a minor tone. Psalm 119u, my grief regard, both of these speaking from the perspective of Christ, as it were, in His work to save us. And then we will stand to sing Psalm 22e, all ends of earth will turn to Him, that great hope of the gospel because of Christ's finished work. Psalm 22b, my God, my God. please be seated? Sola gratia, salvation by grace alone. A central cry of the Reformation was salvation by grace. Though the Roman Church taught that Mass is a sacrifice which is truly propitiatory, and that by the Mass God grants us grace and the gift of penitence, remits our faults and even our enormous sins, the Reformers returned to the biblical doctrine of salvation by grace through faith. Our righteous standing before God is imputed to us by grace because of the work of Christ Jesus our Lord. In contrast to the doctrines of self-merit taught by Rome, sola gratia and the accompanying doctrines of grace, total depravity, unconditional election, particular redemption, and perseverance of the saints were preached by all the reformers throughout the Protestant movement. As the Baptist Confession of 1689 says, Christ, by his obedience and death, did fully discharge the debt of all those that are justified, and did, by the sacrifice of himself in the blood of his cross, undergoing in their stead the penalty due unto them, make a proper, real, and full satisfaction to God's justice in their behalf. Their justification is only of free grace, that both the exact justice and rich grace of God might be glorified in the justification of sinners. As the Scripture says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. And that from Ephesians 1. So let us sing for joy for the grace that we have received from the hand of our Father. Singing Psalm 33c, the Lord by his word has created, and Psalm 84b, advancing still. Fifthly, sola fide, justification by faith alone. The material principle of the Reformation was justification by faith alone. As the Westminster Confession of Faith says, faith, thus receiving and resting on Christ and His righteousness, is the alone instrument of justification. Yet it is not alone in the person justified, but is ever accompanied with all other saving graces, and is no dead faith, but worketh by love. The Genevan Confession likewise pointed out the necessity of those justified living by faith, saying, "We confess that the entrance which we have to the great treasure and riches of the goodness of God that is vouchsafed us is by faith, inasmuch as in certain confidence and assurance of heart we believe in the promises of the gospel and receive Jesus Christ as he is offered to us by the Father and described to us by the Word of God. As the scripture says, just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. And that found in Galatians 3. Let us stand as we sing these last two psalms. Psalm 32a, what blessedness, and Psalm 143c, Lord, listen to my prayer.
Oh.
Amen. I hope you've been blessed and encouraged tonight by reviewing those major doctrines of the Reformation. And may you know that peace, that salvation by faith, by grace through faith, brings in Christ alone for the glory of God alone, as is taught in Scripture alone.